This live Sheraton sports broadcast is brought to you by Bingham Construction, your Sheraton Hy-Vee, Community First Credit Union, Hammer Medical Supply, Red Hall Realty, and Adam Barr at Edward Jones. Interiors and more, Kent Farm Management, the Grace Baptist Church, CNC Custom Cycle, Piercebacher Funeral Home, Red Hall Medical Center, and Dr. Sundquist. Sheraton Ford, Circle of Friends, by Piper's, and by Millerton Cafe, the Northridge Living Center, Iowa Realty, and the Smith Body Shop. And now, live to the field.
It's a hot one, folks, and I hope the fans can come out and enjoy the night. We are sitting in the shade here and alongside me tonight. Color Man tonight is Ben Schooley. Ben, thanks for being here with me tonight.
Thanks for having me. Hoping to have a lot of fun tonight.
You bet. District 11 championship game tonight, and we'll go on to face the winner of 80, Dallas Center Grimes in Norwalk. We're playing right now over in Norwalk. We're going to go ahead and take a break here real quick because I believe they are getting ready for the national anthem. So we're going to send it back to the booth. We'll be right back with District 11 championship.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Piercebacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albee Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Knoxville, Iowa, side of tonight's District Class 3A. District Championship between Pella, the Little Bitch from Pella, and your Sheraton Chargers. Chargers entered the game tonight with a record of 25-10. They did knock off Knoxville in the first round, 12-6 last Friday night. Pella had a little more difficulty on Friday night. They did squeak by Centerville 3-2 in eight innings, but they now find themselves in the District Championship. And Ben, you talk about district play. Records really don't mean very much at all at this point. You know, you win, you keep going. You lose, you go home.
That's the name of the game, Tim. And anything can happen in a tournament-type setting. The Sheratons had a really good year, but you've got to give them confidence tonight. But like you said, at the end of the day, you got to win this game or you go home.
That's right. Well, we have a little breezy conditions tonight. Temperature right around the low 90s here. We are sitting in some nice shade here. Two good crowds coming out tonight. That fellow is a little bit bringing a big crowd, and always, as always, the Sheraton Charger crowd showed up in full force tonight. So we're hoping that tonight the Chargers can repeat as District 11 champions. You remember last year they did win District 11, the championship. They did go on, and they did lose to ADM. They are two games away from the state tournament right now, playing at Principal Park next week. So we hope the Chargers can get by the dust tonight. And then Wednesday night, we'll be right back here, hopefully bringing you all the action with Exactly. So the winner of the Norwalk and the Dallas Center Grimes game that's happening right now, we'll try to get you updates on that if we get those throughout the game. Sheraton will be the home team again tonight. They were the home team Friday night, and Pella will be the visiting team. And Ben, do you have the starting lineups or the batting order there for the Little Ducks? Go ahead if you have those.
Absolutely. Leading off will be junior Ryan Scholl. He's playing right field tonight. Batting second will be Trevor Wood. Third is Skylar Kane. And cleanup is Paul Anderson in left field. We'll give you more of those as we go. Those are the first four hitters.
So the right fielder, Ryan Shaw, steps in. Mark Schroeder pitching for Sheraton. His first delivery is inside, and that's a feet for ball one. Joe, a left-handed batter here, and we talked the other night, Ben. Very large park here in Knoxville. It's going to take a big shot to get it out. 370 to center field, 330 down to left field, 340 down to right.
I actually think that might benefit Sheraton tonight. They're not a long ball hitting team. They're kind of a contact hitting team, high average team. That might help them out today.
Good point. Schroeder's third delivery in there for strike, so we have a 2-1 count now, or excuse me, a 1-2 count now to Ryan Scholl, who has taken all the way here. Three straight pitches, and Ryan Scholl has not brought the bat off his shoulders. Here's the delivery from Mark Schroeder inside and right back at us here behind the backstop here in Knoxville.
Got me woke up. Mark Schroeder on the hill for Sheraton. He's an experienced pitcher. He's pitched a lot of innings. In fact, I think he might have pitched the last district final last year. So he should bring a lot of confidence and experience to this game tonight.
One of the most important seniors on the Chargers lineup. Strike out for Mark Schroeder. Oh, shot. Swing there. That's a smooth ball. And that's a great start for the Sheraton Chargers there. A strikeout for Ryan Scholl. First of the night for Mark Schroeder.
Good-looking curveball. That fell right off the tape.
And that will bring up the third baseman, Trevor Wood, senior who's batting 348 with 39 hits. First pitch swinging. That's foul. It's in play. Tyler Focus, the first baseman, has some room, but there is a strong sun glare coming down the first base line and just overshot that foul ball just a bit.
Ball had a little tail to it, too. It played some tricks up in the air.
You got the defensive alignment there, Ben. Maybe we can give the Charger defensive alignment here real quick here.
Absolutely. Cameron Canoose is in left field. We've got Token Hall in center. Right field tonight is, Kellen Canute. Third base is Austin Berlin. Shortstop is Jordan Boffman. Second base is Austin Peterson. First base is Tyler Folkerts. Alex Wright is behind the plate, and Mark Schroeder on the mound.
Trevor Woods swung at pitch number two, fouled off, so quickly 0-2, and Schroeder ahead in the count here. Here's the 0-2 pitch, fouled again sharply down the third baseline, and good job by Schroeder. He's faced two batters, and he's quickly gotten ahead. That's something important tonight for the Sheraton pitching staff. They need to stay in front of Pella, and you want to eliminate as many base runners as you can in the district final game. Schroeder wind up, here's the pitch, hey, struck him out again. Struck him out swinging, so two up, two down for the Chargers. Two strikeouts for Mark Schroeder. Great start. That'll bring up Skylar Kane, the pitcher.
Schroeder's starting this game throwing a lot of off-speed stuff, a lot of curveballs, and he's locating really well, keeping the ball down, which is a good thing to do in the beginning of the game.
Skylar Kane, another senior on Pella's team, batting 418, 46 hits. First one in there for a strike to Skylar Kane. Mark Schroeder is just cruising through this first inning. Three up, three down would be great for the Chargers. Get up to bat and put some runs on the board here early in this game. Here's the windup, and here's the pitch. Another curveball out in the dirt. Alex Wright tries to backhand that. Goes back to the backstop harmlessly here. So 1-1 is the count, 2K. Just a very gentle breeze. Looks like it's blowing straight out to center at times and then almost left to right. And Skylar Kane calls timeout very quickly, so Schroeder will stop his movement. We'll start again. Ben, there were five bucks in the game on Friday night. I've never seen so many bucks, so we hope both pitchers stay away from it tonight.
That is kind of crazy. Both pitchers were getting called for it.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy night. It was Friday the 13th, so.
Yeah. Mark Schroeder just threw a changeup, and it looked really good. Had the hitter out in front.
1-2 to skate.
Kane. Fuck him out. Three up and three down. Mark Schroeder, three strikeouts. And the Chargers, first defensive series in the field, goes just like they planned. And so we're going to send it back to the booth. After one half inning, it's Sheraton 0, Pella 0. You're listening to Sheraton Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIC.
As nurses, doctors, and staff at Lucas County Health Center, we don't like to keep people waiting. Imagine waiting for an organ transplant that could save your life. Today, 111,000 people are on the national transplant waiting list, and 18 of them will die waiting. Help Lucas County Health Center and Iowa Donor Network save lives through the national WPFL hospital campaign. Sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor at iowadonorregistry.org. Give someone a second chance at life.
Hey, corn farmers. The 2012 crop is off to a good start, and now is the time to line up your summer airplane fungicide application from Quality Ag Service. Call John Boland, Todd Ryan, or Joe Sinclair at 932-2637, or stop by on the new old Highway 34 west of Albia to get your fungicide application scheduled. Quality Ag Service wants to help you maximize a great corn crop in 2012, and thanks you for your business.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to Knoxville. Boy, if that first half inning goes as planned the rest of the night, then we're going to be home to see Friends on the TBS at 9 o'clock here. The Chargers' Mark Schroeder cruised through the first half inning, 3 up and 3 down. Mark struck all three of them out. No help from his teammates there, no help needed. And now the Chargers come up to bat against Skylar Kane, the senior pitcher. Big right-hander, throws hard, and the Chargers will want to dent the scoreboard here early and often in this district championship game. We want to welcome those of you who are listening to the Lady Falcons at the state tournament. Unfortunately, they fell tonight by the score of 6-0 to Trainer. Congratulations to the Lady Falcons on a tremendous season. Unfortunately, that ended today, but we want to thank those of you who are listening to us live after listening to that broadcast. First batter for the Chargers is Cameron Canoose, left fielder. Boy, that one's up and in, almost caught his helmet there. Well, brush back there on the first pitch of the game. And here we go, ahead in the count 1-0. We'll see what kind of control issues Skylar Kane has. That one's in there, a little low. Blue's going to call that one a strike, and that'll even the count at 1-1.
I've noticed the zone has been pretty big, which is all right as long as it's consistent.
Exactly. Here's the 1-1. Back up near his grill again, and two balls and one count.
Skylar Kane comes into this game with a 2.05 ERA. He's pitched 68 innings. So it's pretty good ERA for 70 innings pitched. He's started 10 games. His record coming in is 6-3.
So another fine pitcher for Paul. They really think that they had two number ones. The other one pitched the other night against Centerville in that 3-2 game. And want to give a shout-out to Mike Spiker, who just texted us. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give my phone number. Go ahead and text me if you want to. This is a drive into center field. I can't wait to take a one-hop. He's going to stop the first base, but feel free to text us if you want to shout out on the radio, 641-203-2624. That's 641-203-2624. We'll let us know that you're listening to this Charger broadcast tonight, the District 11 championship here in Knoxville.
Cameron Canoose did a nice job throwing his hands at the baseball right there and just kind of guided it into center field.
So quickly, the Chargers have the first man aboard, and we have Garrick Sinclair, the senior DH, who's DHing for Kellen Cornute, who's on the right field. Here's the lineup. Tried to bunt him down, and we talked about box, and crowd's going crowd already. The box right there. I didn't see what happened, but quick meeting from the catcher. Catcher runs out to Skylar Kane, maybe just to remind him of that the other night, that there were a lot of those called, and
I missed it too. I didn't see he didn't come to a if he didn't come set or not, if that's what they're thinking, I don't know.
Nevertheless, Garrick Sinclair tried to bunt him down. The throwover back to Cameron Canoose. Boy, that's about four throwovers here. Cameron Canoose, they really are going to keep him close. Skylar Kane from the stretch gives a look and throws over to first again. Cameron right back in. Cameron doesn't have a big lead at this point. It doesn't look like it, at least.
No, it sure doesn't, but they're paying a lot of attention.
And here's the 0-1. That one's taken for ball one. Up and in again. Kane has not shown us anything off speed at this point. He's thrown about six fastballs in a row here, Ben. And
correct. A lot of them high, too.
We'll see Coach Schroeder going through the signals over there. Here's the long
set. And the throw over to first again. This one gets away. Cameron's on his horse to second. That's where he hears the throw. He gets in there, see. So Pellet trying to keep Cameron consistent at that pay over first base. Dallas Kane throws that one away. So the Chargers, with no outs, now have a runner at second base. And it's a 1-1 count on Gary Sinclair here. We'll see if Coach Schroeder still wants to maybe bunt him over, Ben.
That's got the third low throw on it. I was just getting ready to say, if he keeps that up, one's going to get by because he's been really low with his pickoff moves.
So here's a long stretch from Kane. Looks back at Cameron. Now here he brings it again. Garrett wanted to bunt that one, but high and outside, so ball two. 2-1 now. Garrett Sinclair and Cameron Canoes looking over at Coach Jake Schroeder, who's going through the signs. We'll see what they elect to do here. 2-1. A long stretch by Kane. Here's the delivery. The bunt is down. It's a good one from Gary. He's going to move Cameron over. The throw to first. Sinclair out, but the Chargers satisfied to play small ball right now. That was a textbook bunt by Gary Sinclair. Perfect placement as Gary placed that down the first base line. And they moves Cameron Canoes to third, so it's just one out. The Chargers now have one of their better hitters up, Austin Peterson, the second baseman.
Yeah, Austin Peterson's probably got the highest average on the Cheriton baseball team this year. So they got the guy up that they want.
First one ball swing, and that was a drive into left field. It's been a run high. Goes to fifth. So Cameron Caduce easily scores. Austin Peterson into second base with a stand-up double. Boy, he got all of that one. Just drove it right down the line. It was about 325 or so at one hop to the fence.
This is an excellent start for the Sheraton Chargers. Just exactly how Coach Schroeder would have dialed this one up to begin the game.
So Jordan Bachman, the cleanup hitter, now stands up to bat. And actually, Pella's going to call timeout. Catcher's going to run out and talk to Skylar Kane. Daniel Langenfield, catcher, runs out for a brief word, and now he's back. Coach Schroeder going through signs again here. And so the Chargers dent the scoreboard first. 1-0 is our score here in the bottom of the first. Austin Peterson double. And there's a drive, and that's going to be through the infield for a single. We'll see if he sends Peterson will come on home. And Jordan Bachman will be going to stand up double. So back-to-back doubles for the Chargers. Wow.
Austin Peterson about fell down rounding third base, but he was able to gather himself, and they didn't make a play to Holland, so it didn't matter. But he just about went down.
We're struggling here. The Chargers are off to a hot start. We can't hardly catch them right now. They first pitch swing, first pitch hitting, and all of a sudden it's 2-0. Sheraton all over Pella here in the bottom of the first with just one out, runners at second, and Austin Berlin, another dangerous hitter, now steps to the plate.
Hitting .417. On the season, Austin Berlin is.
Boy, the 3-4 and 5 hitter, that's murderer's row for opponents here. And Kane throws back to Bachman. They seem awfully concerned about the Charger base runners. And Bachman is not a stealing threat, if you ask me, Ben.
That is absolutely correct. He's had some health knee issues in the past. I wouldn't think he'd be the one that they'd be sending.
Especially not the third.
Very rarely do you steal third base here, but...
So here's the 1-0. That one shot up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. We'll see what Coach Schroeder does. He's going to hold up. No, and that's going to throw through here. Another run will come off the score. And the hit parade continues for the Chargers. Two doubles and a single by Austin Berlin. Now he's made the score 3-0 in the bottom of the first. And Skylar Kane getting knocked around all sorts of places here in the bottom of the first, man.
We've only seen Skylar Kane throw one off-speed pitch, and it was in the dirt. Looks to me like Sheraton is sitting on that fastball and hitting it hard.
And the throw over to Austin Berlin. Austin's not going anywhere. So the catcher, Alex, right now stands in. Hopefully we can continue this hit parade here. Alex fouls the first one back. Nice cut by Alex Wright. Fastball by Kane again, and boy, you're right. The Chargers can just set their dials right now. Skylar Kane's bringing the heat every time. Unless he starts throwing some off-speed pitches here, they're going to get in the groove here, even worse than they already have. There's a curveball by Kane. Nice job by Langenfeld to keep that in front.
That's the second curveball he's thrown, and it's the second one in the dirt. So hasn't proved he can throw that off-speed pitch for a strike yet.
So with a 2-0 count, Coach Schroeder gives the sign, and here's the pitch from Kane. That was it over the first base line and just barely foul. Boy, I thought I saw some shock there. Just a little blooper over the first baseman's head and just fell foul.
That could not have been any closer to the foul line. That was another off-speed pitch. That one he did locate for a strike.
So 2-1 the count. Coach Schroeder goes to the sign and throw over to first again.
Really, really concerned with the running game tonight. He's got more throws to first than he does to home.
Here's a long stretch by Kane, and here's the delivery. Fastball, and that's it. Well, the center field. Center field is close over. He's not going to make the play. It's Ryan, but Berlin on his horse to third. Now it's right. Stops at second. Stops at first. And the Chargers have runners at the corners with just one out. And the Chargers just continue to pound Skyler Kane here in the bottom of the first. The hit parade continues. Boy, it's high out. Charger bats are apparently very hot as well here. I believe that's five hits now for the Chargers here early in this game. First baseman Tyler Folkert steps up now. He had a couple of nice base hits the other night for RBIs. Coach Schroeder goes through the signals. You got runners at first and third. Could be a running opportunity here. Out of the way. Could also put the bun on again, but Coach Schroeder chose not to there. Boy, the Chargers, one of the big important things tonight was to score early and often, and they've accomplished that here. Three in the bottom of the first and two more out there that they'd like to bring in. That'd be a nice way to start. Here's the bunt, and that way the smooth play was on. And they've got Austin Berlin in a rundown. Yeah, the Chargers can now hurt. That was a curveball by Tyler Kane. Yeah. Well out of the strike zone. Tyler Fulcher tried to get his bat out there, but just could not make contact on it.
That was one of those you can't really find fault, Tyler Fulcher. That was not a pitch to punt, and that's what happened when you call the squeeze. You kind of run or roll the dice, so to speak, there, and it was a tough pitch to punt. He couldn't get it done.
So nice job by the Little Dutch, able to run Austin Berlin down and run down there in between home and third. So two out here. Alex Wright does advance to second base. Still two outs. A base hit will bring one more home here. Another curveball in the dirt. Langenfeld does a nice job again keeping that in front.
Hey, come on, Doc. You can do it. Let's go here.
So 1-1 to Tyler Folkert. A long stretch by Skyler Kane. Looks back at Alex Wright. And here's the pitch. Curveball is swung on. It's a little snapper. It's going to be trouble through the shortstop. He gets up, throws it, but not in time. Not in time. Shortstop's bobbled it and tried to throw to first, but could not catch Tyler Folkert. I'd like to say that it was his speed that got him to first base, but Tyler Folkert's not the fastest runner, but fast enough to get there before the throw.
And I promise you, he was running home. That's all Tyler Folkert does. That play was deep in the hole. That was going to be a tough play no matter what.
Very, very tough play for any shortstop. So runners at the corners with two outs here. And Mark Schroeder, the pitcher, ball in the dirt. Skyler Kane's off-speed curveball in the dirt again. And you're right, boy, I think all of his curveballs have been in the dirt.
Yeah, he's having a little trouble locating that, and that's definitely an advantage for Sheraton. If we know that he's having trouble locating the off-speed pitch, then we can sit on that fastball.
1-0 to Mark Schroeder. Upstairs and high, fastball. So two balls and no strikes. Token Hall sits on deck here. Coach Schroeder goes through a short series of signs. Here's the pitch. 2-0 right down the middle. That's taken for strike one. Not a bad pitch to take right there. You're up in the count. Make him throw a strike. So Pella just wants to get out of this inning, get back up to bat. Boy, if they could just give up three here, that'd be a small victory for Pella here. Curveball, swung on, strike two. Tyler Folkert does advance down to second base on the pitch. Catcher Langenfeld fakes a throw to second, then threw down to first and nearly had. Threw it on to third.
And Finkins wasn't quite paying attention, and that play was closer than I'm sure.
Schroeder looks at strike three, and the Little Dutch get out of the bottom of the first inning, but not before the damage has been done. The Chargers score three in the bottom of the first and take a 3-0 lead here in the District 11 championship game. We're going to send it back to the booth. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go to the top of the second here with the Chargers leading 3-0. You're listening to Thunder Country, AIIC.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We love Iowa, and being an Iowa business, we like to carry products from Iowa businesses, and we have quite a few.
We have had our two Iowa Potters for some time, Iron and Lace from Bettensport, and White Breast from Lacona.
The extra touch flavorings are very popular, and of course, my personal favorite salad dressing they make, country style, and their cleaner, all made in Shenandoah.
I'd like to tell you about our newest, Two Sisters Pantry from Knoxville. Their mixes for dips, desserts, and breads are great.
So come by and check some of these out, as well as Iowa honey, barbecue sauces, pella bologna, and others. You will enjoy your visit, Piper's, on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Knoxville. The top of the second inning begins. Mark Schroeder struck out three to retire Pella in the first inning. And the first pitch batter for Pella is Paul Anderson, the senior left fielder for the Dutch, who takes strike one from Mark Schroeder. Schroeder looks in, here's the windup, and the pitch to Anderson. His off-speed pitch outside. Anderson wanted to swing. They're going to check down to first base, and he did not go. So 1-1 to the left fielder from the Dutch. Schroeder looks in, here's the windup, and the pitch curveball. So on, and that's going to be a base hit for Pella. Shot by the shortstop, but no play on the short box. Nearly identical hit to where Tyler Fulkerts hit it deep in that shortstop hole. He had to run to the flop up and had to run to his right. And that's an awfully tough throw for a high schooler to make.
Mark Schroeder threw a curveball there, and he actually located it pretty well in the inner half of the plate. And Pella player did a nice job putting a swing on it there.
The throw over from Schroeder. Check the runner Anderson at first. Back in time. And so Schroeder from the stretch for the first time tonight. A long look at first, Anderson at first, and now the delivery. That one's outside, fastball, low and outside. Very small lead from Anderson at first base. The batter, Josh Heilman, the DH, junior DH. 22 hits on the season, batting 212 on the season. The long stretch from Schroeder, the 1-1. That's Swan. That's a base rip. Actually, fielded by Austin Berlin. The first base is 9-9. And Paula, two infield hits here to begin the top of the second. They have runners on first and second with nobody out here. Austin Berlin did a really nice job stopping that ball. And when he tried to make the transfer from his glove, it just slipped out of his hand, and by the time he got it back, it was too late. Yeah, I had already called it a base hit because I didn't think Austin could get to that, and he just reached his glove out there, snared it, but couldn't come up and make the play. Again, a very tough throw for a high school player to throw across the field to get a pretty speedy touch runner. Shortstop Jacob Gleason steps to the plate for the Pella Dutch. Here's the stretch from Schroeder. Looks back at second. That's Anderson. And here's the delivery. Fastball taken for strike one. Gleason taken all the way here. It was on the outer half of the plate. That was an excellent pitch by Schroeder. Gleason looks down to Coach Al Vasher. Goes through a set of signs here. You would think this would be a good opportunity for them to bunt the runners over here. Down three runs here in the top of the second is Pella. Vasher looks back to give the signs. The infield is in at the corners. Here's a long stretch, and the bunt is shown here. Here's Schroeder's delivery. Curveball, bunt is foul. So quickly, 0-2, and probably not going to be bunting here with an 0-2 count.
Interesting turn of events there. He took strike one and then chose the bunt on strike two. It's not normally how that goes down. It'll be interesting to see if he tries to bunt him again on this pitch.
Yeah, the first one was a fastball. That's a ball you want to bunt. Yeah, it was a curveball. That's difficult to bunt.
Right.
Here we go. 0-2. A long stretch from Schroeder as he looks back at Anderson a second. Curveball upstairs. Ooh, ball one. So 1-2. Schroeder cruised through the first inning, striking all three batters down. And Pella able to advance the first two batters tonight in the second inning. One at second is Anderson, and Gleason is at first. Gleason strikes out swinging.
Our Schroeder mows him down, a short strike out of the ninth. Fastball inside, and Gleason swings and misses.
Catcher Daniel Langenfeld is next to the plate here. He hasn't played in nearly as many games as the rest of the Pella Dutch have. Don't know if he was injured or not, but he's got a .419 batting average.
Schroeder from the stretch again. Looks back at Anderson. Here's the pitch. A toss for you, and that's thrown down to the left field line. And it's going to be foul. Just barely, barely foul. That would have scored at least one run there, Ben, for the Dutch. But luckily for us, it falls foul.
That was not very far foul. Good fortunate break for the Chargers.
Good thing is, that is strike one.
Yep.
On Langenfeld. Schroeder was able to take care of the last batter, Gleason, by himself, and boy, you'd like to have him do that again without the ball being put into play here. Long stretch, the throw back to second, trying to catch Anderson sleeping. He's back in there safely.
Not a very big lead by Anderson, but you don't want to get him too big of a secondary lead, so maybe you can hold him from scoring on a base hit.
Schroeder toes the rubber here. The stretch, and there's the look back at Anderson again at second base. Here's the delivery on 0-1. In the dirt. Okay, just trying to catch her out right. So the runners will advance to second and third here. Ball one is thrown to Langenfeld. The curveball gets away.
As you said, Tim, the curveball went hit in the dirt and kind of took a sideways bounce when it hit the dirt and got by Alex Wright.
Tough play for Alex there. We'll try to keep that in front. Not a good backstop here in Knoxville, but any pass ball is going to probably advance the runners here. 1-1 the count to Langenfeld. Langenfeld takes the time digging in here. Schroeder in that stretch position. Shouldn't need to worry about runners here. Still looks at Anderson at third. Gives a look back at Heilman at second. That was driven into center field. That's it. Not going to face him. We'll see if Coach Vassar holds up the third. If he does. And so comes across the plate, scores the first run for the Hello Little Dutch. Runners are going to be at the corners here with just one out at the top of the second inning.
That was a nice play by Token Hall in center field. He wasted no time and saved a run so far with that play to center.
You know, we talked about the size of the park too, Ben. Part of that could be, you know, the ballpark this big. Some balls that you might have a shot at catching in other parks, you may not because of the size of the park. You have to spread yourself out just a little more here. A sharp liner to second here, and like Ben said, a nice shot by Token Hall to get that in and keep that runner at third. So Alex Wright, the catcher, steps up and gives the infield signal as Pella has runners at the corners here. We'll see what they like to do here. Both teams like to run or try to bunt somebody down here possibly. Schroeder will step off, step to third, and we'll look back at first trying to get that guy to maybe fall asleep and start heading to second. That play worked well. In 1982. Here's the first delivery from Mark Schroeder. That was low and in the dirt.
But the ball seemed to try it still.
Yeah. You never know.
Brad Kinger definitely would have been picked off right there.
I'm just going to say that.
You and me both. First baseman Brett Kingery for the Pella Dutch is up to play.
A throw over to first base. Back in time. It is Langenfeld. So a nice shadow now kind of covering the infield here in Knoxville. Providing some relief to the infielders. Here's the delivery. That's swung on. This should be in play for the Chargers in foul territory. Mark Schroeder and Paul were in foul territory. Both had a play on it. And they kind of just both stepped away there, Ben. Not sure what happened there.
It looked like the pitcher Schroeder called for the ball and at the last second saw Tyler Fulkers was going to take it. One of those miscommunication plays that you hope doesn't come back to haunt you.
Exactly. We hope that doesn't come back to haunt him. That was a sure second out there.
Yes.
Nevertheless, runners still at the corners for the Dutch. Just one out here in the top of the second. Chargers scored three in the bottom of the first. Pella answered with one here in the top of the second. Still trail 3-1, but have runners at first and second. Excuse me, third and first with one out. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Actually, a throw over to first. Langenfeld back there safely. Coach Al Vassar goes through the signals. Here's a long stretch by Schroeder. Looks at first. Now comes home. Swung.
Down to Bruce Steele, throws back in. One more runner will come across the plate. Still with two runners on here. Langenfeld is second now.
Boy, this game here in first. Sorry. Tim, this game's had a lot of action for an inning and a half.
Yeah, we thought, I guess I shouldn't have said that. After the first half inning, I thought we were going to be home by 9:30.
This has been a long combined inning here for Sheraton and Pella. Pella's still not done here. Just one out. And Aaron Teisling steps up. This is the number 9 hitter for the Ducks. It's strike one, right down the middle from Mark Schroeder. Mark just needs to focus here and focus on this guy at the plate. It'd be nice if he could just strike him out, take care of him himself. Not put any more balls in play here. 0-1 count to Teisling. Schroeder from the stretch looks back at Langenfeld, and now comes home. Curveball upstairs. A little high, but Teisling swings at it anyway, so quickly 0-2.
As a pitcher, you got to know your zone to the number 9 hitter and be very, very aggressive in the zone.
So 0-2, and Schroeder hopefully won't give him anything to hit here. He can basically do what he wants here. Steps off the rubber. Teisling digs in here. Schroeder now comes set. Looks at Langenfeld at second. Steps off the rubber again.
Both, as just an observation, both teams seem very, very concerned with the running game, of both teams. And neither team has looked all that interested in stealing bases, so.
Maybe they know something we don't know.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Schroeder's 0-2 delivery. Good pitch from Mark. Teisling does lay off. It's low and outside and in the dirt. Good pitch from Schroeder with an 0-2 count. Brings it to 1-2 here. Again, we'd like Schroeder just to take care of this one himself here. Comes to a long pause, looks back at second. Now comes home. Curveball upstairs.
Yeah, all right.
A little high. Ball
didn't miss by much. It started high, but as a curveball, it got near the zone.
So 2-2. Now you don't want to lose him at starting off 0-2. You want to come back and take him right here, Ben. Long look at Alex Wright, the catcher, and now comes set. Here's delivery, curveball. Oh! That was a really, really good pitch. I'm not sure what the strike, but I can't believe he laid off of it either, because it was an excellent pitch. And the Sheraton faithful have kind of seen what we're seeing here as we stand behind the plate here. Nevertheless, Teisling started 0-2, and now he's brought it to 3-2. This is a big pitch here for the Chargers and Mark Schroeder.
And four, another close pitch right off of the outside corner.
That'll load the bases for the Little Dutch. Bring up the number one hitter, leadoff hitter Ryan Scholl.
And right fielder number 8,
Ryan Scholl. Both of those last two pitches were pretty close. I'm no umpire, but they were near the plate.
And Alex Wright will go out to talk to Mark, and so will head coach Jake Schroeder. He's going to go out and just talk to his senior pitcher. I don't believe there's going to be a pitching change here. Just trying to encourage Mark at this point. And umpire, too used to that basketball game. It's kind of hard for us to see. That's right. And we'll resume play here. Bases are loaded. One out here in the top of the second inning. And the leadoff batter for the Little Dutch, Ryan Scholl, steps up. Boy, the Dutch could capitalize right here, a base hit or more. Base hit probably scores two here, at least one. So here we go. Schroeder from the stretch. That one swung on his fastball. And Scholl just laid on that one. The left-handed batter drives that past the third baseline foul.
That swing looked a little bit better. Scholl didn't look too comfortable at the plate in the first at bat. That was a lot better swing out of him.
Schroeder's still going from the stretch in this position. You can almost go from the windup here, but he selects not to. That was blown out, driven into center field. Still going all over. But boy, Sheraton, after the bottom of the first, scoring three runs, Paula comes right back here in the top of the second, scores three of their own. Nice play by Token Hall running to his left, making that catch. There was no shot of getting the runner here at home.
This game has the makings of a high-scoring affair.
That's right.
The Chargers do a good job of keeping the runner at second base, though. He was not able to advance on the sack line. That'll bring up Trevor Wood with two outs here in the top of the second. Schroeder from the stretch looks back. That's swung. That's chopper down to third base. Austin Berlin makes the easy play. Steps on third base. Retires. Three runs here in the top of the second, and we've got a ball game. Harrison scores three in the bottom. Bella scores three in the top of the second. Well, we've got a 3-3 game here in the District 11 Championship. Don't go anywhere. We're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIT.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Let Community First Credit Union fuel your fun this summer. For a limited time only, purchase or refinance a new or used vehicle and lock in a fixed rate as low as 2.99% APR and enter to win one of five $100 gas cards. Visit any of our 15 convenient locations or apply online for a quick approval process. Hurry in and let CFirst fuel your next road trip, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. No purchase necessary. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
3-3 is our score as we enter the bottom half of the second inning. The Chargers up to bat again. The Chargers got three in the bottom of the first. Bella comes right back in the top of the second, scores three of their own. And we head to the bottom half of the second inning with Token Hall, the center fielder, up first. Boy, Ben, after the first inning, I really thought the Chargers were just going to take control here, and Bella, nice job of them to come back, and nice job in the top of the second inning there. Yeah, that was an excellent bounce back, because this game could have got away really quickly, but they responded. We'll see how Skylar Kane responds here. His first pitch is upstairs. As he left the mound at the bottom of the first inning, the body language from Skylar Kane was a little down, and rightfully so, giving up three runs, but we'll see if he's got some confidence back. Back here by the Sheridan crowd, and falls luckily harmlessly to the ground. A high foul ball there. Token Hall is hitting .315 on the season. He's got 17 hits. Cameron Canusa, leadoff batter, sits on deck here for the Chargers. Token Hall, 1-1 pitch, curveball inside and low. So Skyler's still struggling with that off-speed curveball. They haven't seen one cross the plate yet. But nevertheless, keeping the Chargers bats at bay. Swan, fastball. Token Hall swings through that one for strike two. So a 2-2 count here for the first batter in the bottom half of the second inning, Token Hall. Schull does have a live fastball, but I think before the end of the night, he's going to have to locate an off-speed pitch. So the 2-2 here. Skyler came from the windup now. And here's the pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Nice job by Token Hall to lay off here. So he runs the count full. It'd be nice to get the leadoff batter along here in the bottom half of the second inning, especially Token with his speed on the base path. Here's the payoff pitch, 3-2. Fastball right down the middle. He's Token Hall to it. He looks at fastball. Fastball right down the middle. Skyler King starts the bottom half of the second inning with a strikeout. I think Token was eyeing a walk there. So the leadoff batter, Cameron Canoose, steps up. Cameron scored the first Charger run in the bottom half of the first inning. Curveball from Skyler Kane. Comes across for the first time. There's strike one. Good-looking curveball there, Ben. Finally got that located. Unfortunately for Sheraton, maybe he's settling down a little bit. Here's the other one. Well, or maybe not. Don't speak too soon. That one, Langenfeld had to come out of his stance and nearly try to jump to catch that one. 1-1 is the count to Cameron Canoes. Fastball, swan, it's fouled. Plenty of room for the first baseman to get in foul territory. Foul ball hit by Cameron Canoes, and two out here in the bottom of the second inning here. And Gary Sinclair steps up. So So Skyler Kane looks rather comfortable here with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch to Gary Sinclair. Looks at strike one right down the middle. That's fastball.
We don't seem as aggressive the second time through the lane as we did through the first.
Well, we hope Skyler Kane's not getting into a rhythm here. His curveball, can't pull it down, just a little high. You know, he's been able to just fool us a little bit with that off-speed pitch here, though, in the second half of the, or the bottom of the second inning here. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Swan, just a half swing from Gary Sinclair. Another curveball in the dirt. So quickly, 1-2 to Gary Sinclair.
I still think if we identify curveball, we got to lay off that because he hasn't proven he could throw for a strike consistently.
Here's the 1-2. That one's high and upstairs. That was planned. Catcher Daniel Langenfeld was up out of his stance before Skyler Kane made his delivery here. 2-2 to count. Again, it'd be nice if we could get one runner here and see what we can do with two outs. Swan fouled away. Nice job by Gary Sinclair just to stay alive there. That was a good pitch in on the hands. He did a nice job to foul that off. So we'll hope Gary can fight him off here. Either draw a walk or a base hit here with two outs and see what the Chargers can do in the bottom half of the second inning. Here's the 2-2 fastball swung. Here's from Garrett Sinclair. That's a base hit in the center field. That fastball from Skyler Kane, and Garrett was dialed in on it. Just a solid hit to center field. Nice base hit for Garrett Sinclair. Good
way to keep the inning alive by Garrett and to get up one of our better hitters, Austin Peterson, who won half the fence last time, so you never know what might happen.
That's right. Here you go. You're one of your better hitters up. Coach Jake Schroeder going through some signs there. Obviously, a bunt is not going to happen here, but we'll see what they have planned. That's a long stretch. Inside, but called strike one. Looks a little inside and low to me. Austin Peterson, a left-handed batter there.
This could be a steal opportunity to get a runner to second base with two outs.
Still have Austin Peterson up.
Yep.
Gary Sinclair would get thrown out.
Not saying Coach Schroeder's going to do that, but it is a possibility.
See how aggressive he gets here. He did try the squeeze in the bottom half of the first. Austin Berlin did kick calls, just did get pulled off. Great Coach Pearson, the first base coach for Sheriffson, who is a Knoxville alumni, did make a very nice play on that, and I'm going to have to get after him on that.
He allayed that one.
He definitely allayed that one.
I'll be honest, I would have too.
That was a pretty hard foul ball.
Yes, it was.
Upstairs, taken for ball two, so Austin Peterson, ball one. 1-2 to count now to Austin Peterson. He looks down at Coach Schroeder, gets the sign. Skyler Kane in the stretch, and here's the delivery. Upstairs, and we head to the top of the third. We got a good ball game here in the District 11 Championship. It's Sheraton 3, Pella 3. Come back. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country KIIT.
Val Sharp for U.S. Cellular asking, what's the coolest cell phone on the market?
That's a typical one to answer.
Try the Android-powered Samsung Galaxy S2. Right now, you can see a full range of Samsung Galaxy devices at U.S. Cellular. The coolest smartphones and tablets for the hottest prices. They got big, bright screens, super-fast processors, so you can enjoy games, movies, videos, and download all kinds of apps. So hurry to U.S. Cellular. The Samsung Galaxy sale is only for a limited time. You run, I'll take a cab.
Now at U.S. Cellular, check out sizzling Samsung devices starting at just a penny. Plus the Samsung Galaxy S2 for just $179.99. And be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone price after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card. Applicable smartphone data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $30 activation fee may apply. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
Stop in today at Boyd Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Welcome back to Knoxville. We head to the top half of the third inning. We have threes all over the scoreboard out there. Three for Sheriff and three for Pella, and we're in the top half of the third. Well, the tables have turned here been in the last 1.5 innings here. Sheriff just got out of the gate. Mark retired beside him in the top half. Scored three in the bottom, and then Pella seemed to wake up in the second here. Mark Schroeder threw a curveball there on pitch one. Looks to be a bit outside, but we got the call. So good way to start this inning off with a strike. Pitcher Skyler Kane up to bat for the Dutch. Looks at strike one. Here's pitch number two from Schroeder. It's inside on the hands for ball one. So 1-1 the count to Skyler Kane. who'd definitely like to help himself out here by getting on and scoring a run.
Come on, Ohio, you can do it. Let's go.
The other night, Pella squeaked by Centerville in 8 innings, and then I was at the ball game for the first 5.5 innings. Pella basically was sleepwalking and came alive just in the 6th and 7th inning to force extra innings and get the win on a balk. Oh, geez, I did not know that. Aces loaded balk. 2-1 to Skylar Kane. That one on the outside corner for strike two, so a 2-2 count to Skylar Kane. Mark does a nice job of coming back and dialing that one in. He's done a nice job getting out of the middle of the plate so far in this at-bat. 2-2 pitch to Skylar Kane. Curveball. Skylar does a nice job of laying off that one. And the count is full here again. Chargers and Mark Schroeder want to do a good job of keeping him off that first batter off the bases in a tie district championship game here. 3-2 pitch on the outside corner, but a little outside. The team draws a walk. Look to be a bit outside. Alex Wright did a nice job of framing that pitch, but from my vantage point, looked to be just a hair outside. So Pella doing a nice job of patience. A couple walks here in the last 2 innings. And the first runner aboard for the Dutch. Up to bat, Paul Anderson, the cleanup hitter for the Dutch. Paul reached on the infield hit, I believe, last at bat. A long stretch from Mark Schroeder. Looks over at Skylar Kane at first and now comes home. Fastball upstairs, swung on by Anderson, strike one. Couldn't catch it. And Mark got that pitch up, but luckily Anderson swung through it. Anderson has 27 hits on the season. A long stretch from Mark Schroeder. Looks at Skylar Kane and now comes home. That one's a driven out third and fine. Second pass is out of end. Runner will advance to third. Skylar Kane is in there safely. Anderson tries to get the second and five. Oh, very aggressive and a base hit that most people probably wouldn't turn second base and head to third. And they do. That shows the team's speed of Pella. Both base runners took a chance in advancing to the next base, and I thought Sheriffin did a pretty nice job with both plays, and both plays were very, very close. Both runners were safe. You applaud that when it works like that. Potentially, that could have been a double play for Sheriffin. They had two plays on the ball there, and luckily for Pella, runners at third and second here with nobody out. Ball one, thrown to Josh Heilman, who also reached on an infield hit his first at bat.
Watch that throw.
Got
guy down.
Heilman is hitting .212 on the season.
Go ahead, come on,
with 22 hits. So we'll see what the Chargers and the Dutch elect to do. The infielders are in on the corners. That's Berlin and Folkerts at first and third. A long stretch. We'll see if they attempt to squeeze play here. No bunt. That's popped up to center field. That'll get one run home. Keep to center. Tokenhall makes the catch. Throws to third. Good play by Tokenhall, knowing he's not going to be the runner. Not trying to do something he can't do. There was no chance to get the runner at home. He made the right decision and held the runner a second from advancing. Exactly. One run does come across, so after Sheffield scores the first 3 runs of the ball game, Pella's thrown back and scored the next 4, and now we are 4-3 here in the top of the third. One out here with a runner on second. That's all fouled away, off his foot, actually. Ooh. That caused him to do a little walking around to loosen that up. That looked to be a little bit painful off the foot. Jacob Gleason, the batter here, is going to walk that one off a bit. Good cut by Gleason. Strutter just needs to bear down here and focus on the batter. He's ahead in the count, 0-1 to Gleason. A long stretch from Strutter. Looks back at Heilman. And the delivery is swung on by Gleason, strike two. An excellent pitch by Mark Schroeder. Low and out high. Probably a pitch you had to swing at, but one you weren't going to do a lot with. Great pitch. So an 0-2 count. He's gotten ahead of some batters here, but he needs to take care of business right here. Nothing to hit here, probably, for Mark Schroeder. The delivery. Mark Schroeder takes care of business himself. That's a 6th strikeout of the night. And quickly, after 2 runners on with no outs, we now have 1 runner on second base. 2 outs here. Pella leading 4-3. Daniel Langenfeld, the batter.
outside corner seems to be a little bit inconsistent by blue. We're not quite sure what's going to be a stretch or not, but we'll take it every time we get it. So two outs in the top of the third. Curveball. Can't pull it in. It's upstairs and inside. A ball one to Langenfeld. If I remember, Langenfeld hit one hard down the line. Lock that fat. Longridge goes faster down to third base. Steps in. Schroeder's long stretch. And that's going to go up to the backstop, actually, as it deflected off of Alex Wright. And they're going to send the runner. Well, Paul Anderson thought he could just run all the way around the bases and score. I suppose that was worth a shot. At least you only get a base one when the ball leaves the field of play. He turned third base. Funny thing is, he was swinging like we were going to make a play. The ball was in the stands behind us. Almost hit a fan, hit a spectator. That's 2-0. And that's foul away for strike one. There's still some danger out there as Paul Anderson sits at third base. The Dutch would like to bring one more runner around, and the Chargers would like to stop the bleeding here and just give up one. Schroeder trying to battle back here. 2-1 the count to Langenfeld. Here's the Liberty curveball. Swung on, let's just stop it. Might be some trouble. The throw from great play by Jordan Boffin to get the out safe to run. The stopper to shortstop. Tough play, but Jordan Boffin makes the throw and retires the Dutch. So they get out of a jam, so to speak. The Poe gets one more here in the top half of the third. We head to the bottom of the third. It's the Poe a little bit for the Sharon Chargers 3. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC.
Are you 65 or older? Could you benefit from services such as homemaker, chore, delivered meals, and more? Circle of Friends Case Management may have your solution. Call Circle of Friends at 866-774-2339 to find out how you may qualify for these services. Our friendly case managers have many years of experience and will be happy to assist you. Circle of Friends Case Management, 866-774-2339.
Oh, I see my first animals up on the left.
Look, Sally.
I see one.
Oh, wow. Look at their antlers. It looks fuzzy.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy smokes. Yeah, that's a bear.
Oh, it's huge.
We're looking for white pelicans over here on the left.
Look it. There's hundreds of them.
Hundreds is in 25.
Who can see the bald eagle?
Whoa.
Get back in touch with much more than just nature.
That was sweet. Oh.
At Wildlife Safari Park. Visit wildlifesafaripark.com to plan your visit today.
There's where the petting zoo is.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, we've had action-packed baseball action here in District 11. The championship in District 11. The winner will go on Wednesday night to play the winner of Dallas Center Rens in Norwalk for a right to play at Principal Park next week in the state baseball tournament. 4-3 is our score here in the bottom half of the third inning. It's been a very exciting game, but we've had a hard time keeping up with all the action here. We've had pass balls, we've had base hits, we've had sacrifices, we've had suicide squeezes. We're doing all we can to catch up. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. Jordan Boffin, who made that great play at shortstop, steps up, takes strike one from Skyler Kane, who seems to be settling down a little bit here. He had a rough first inning, but the senior stepping up big time now for the Dutch here. Starts with strike one to Jordan Boffin, the cleanup hitter. Swan, foul away, strike two. So quickly, it's Skyler Kane ahead, 0-2 in the count. Let's see if the cleanup hitter, Jordan Boffin, can get it started. Getting the leadoff guy on would be a great way to start. We'll see what Tyler Kane gives him. Langenfeld steps up and gives him a high fastball. That was actually kind of a dangerous pitch. I think Langenfeld wanted that ball a little higher, Ben, but Jordan was still able to get a bat on that. He hangs that up there again, and Jordan might take it about 330 feet down left field. He definitely got the pop to do it. Here's the wind-up delivery outside and in the dirt. Good pitch from Tyler Kane. Good patience and by Jordan Boffin.
Jordan, come on now.
Chargers need to get their first runner on here. Trailing in the count 1-2 and trailing in the ballgame 4-3. Curveball just misses. Just hung it up there a little too much.
and the count goes to 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball. Swanek pops up. It's a lot of trouble play for the second baseman. But to make the play is the second baseman who retires the first Charger batter of the pitching for out number one.
I thought that ball was going to carry a little bit farther into right field, but it kind of ended up and hung up there.
And then what we're seeing is in the first inning, Scatter came through a lot of fastballs and shared and just dialed in on those. They're throwing a lot more off-speed, a lot more curveballs. We've had a lot more pop-ups and a lot more balls that have not been hit as well.
Absolutely right.
Austin Berlin steps up, curveball, pops up again.
He has done a good job. But he has found some confidence in that pitch now, and he's going to it, and it's keeping the hitters a little bit safer, a little bit more off balance.
Yeah, good point. They just don't seem as comfortable at the plate, and Skyler seems to be gaining more confidence with each pitch. Here's the windup on the 0-1 to Berlin. Curveball, swung, fouled away again. So Sheridan just getting a piece of it. And 0-2 to count to Berlin, so Skyler King can kind of pick his poison here. We'll see what he likes to do. You don't want to give Berlin a good pitch to hit here.
He has went from throwing no curveballs to now it's more than the fastball.
And I doubt he gives him a fastball here.
Probably not in the strike zone.
Langenford sets up. Here's the curveball. Driven into left field for a big hit. Austin Berlin was ready for that. And Skyler hung that one a little bit right over the plate. Nice job of hitting by Austin Berlin to drive that into left field.
Yeah, so that's another great piece of hitting. That curveball hung up a little bit. Austin Berlin did a nice job keeping his weight back and drove that into left field.
So it's one out. The Chargers get their first runner aboard here. Trailing 4-3 in the District 11 championship. Langenfeld trots out to the pitcher's mound. Talk to Skyler Kane.
Schroeder's going through a long series of signs again. Could be a bunt situation. Kind of doubt it, but you never know.
Yeah, you hate to give up another out with one away already. But here you go. Alex Wright looks at a curveball. That's shot down the third. Third baseman makes the play. Throws it back at 9-9 for Lennon there. Chargers have two aboard here with one out. In the bottom of the third, Tyler Forker steps up.
Looks like the third baseman from Pella made the wrong decision there. He still could have got Alex at first base, but he lets it go to second and had no play.
His first step was in, and then he kind of realized he needed to step back for the shot. The bounce of the ball, and then you're right, he had no play at second, but decided to throw anyway. Two men aboard here with one out in the bottom of the third. A throw back to second, trying to catch Berlin sleeping. He's back there safely.
Hey, wake up!
Again, didn't have a huge lead there, but again, very cognizant of the running game.
So Tyler Folkert steps up, curveball, in there for strike one. Skyler came nice off-speed pitch there. You're right, Ben. He's almost gone away from the fastball at this point. Well, that's five straight curveballs he's thrown to the last three batters. A long look. That's that hurdle. Strike two. That was a much different looking curveball than the one before, though. That one started in on the hands, came across. The one before started it across, and yep, came across the outside of the plate. Runner's going to third. The throw down to third. Foreman by the third baseman. And Berlin is coming home. And it's not going to be a play at home. So the throw from the pitcher, Langenfeld, but by the third baseman. And Austin Berlin takes advantage and scores the run. But the Chargers tied up here in the bottom of the third inning. 4-4 is our score.
This one looks like there hasn't been any running. Ford scored you can attribute that to scoring a run for Sheraton.
Ben Kins are the courtesy runner. Second moves up. Fouls that one back. Trailing in the count 1-2 now.
Did go to the fastball there, and Tyler got a piece of it.
Base hit. Here scores one more run for the Chargers, who are looking to advance and repeat as District 11 champions. Upstairs and outside, the fastball from Skyler Kane. 2-2 now, our count with one out here in the bottom of the third. No signal from Coach Jake Schroeder, who's talking to Ben Kins. Second curveball upstairs and inside, so the count is stretched to a full count. And we need some discernment here, Tyler. With a 3-2 count, there's a long stretch from Skyler Kane. Fastball, Swanek pops into the right field. Since they're not tagging, now gets back and does not advance the run. Does not advance the runner to third.
That was a play that maybe he could have tagged, maybe not. I think that's a 50-50 play there, whether you're going to tag from second to third on that fly ball.
I don't know if Kinzer may have thought that ball was going to drop. He was already halfway to third when the play was made, and so no chance to tag there. Two out here. Mark Schroeder, the pitcher, like to help his cause here. Curveball upstairs, ball one. The Chargers looking to do more damage here with two outs. Fastball, that's a base hit. We'll see if Ben Kinzer scores. Very speedy. He will come around and score. He'll play at home. Ben Kinzer scores. Mark Schroeder helps the cause. A 6-6 RBI for Mark Schroeder right up the middle there.
Right back in the middle. This is a great baseball game we've got unfolding before our eyes. Each team is fighting back and taking lead.
Number 23,
certainly a lot to play for here. You work all season for these three games, and the records don't count at this point, Ben. It's all about how you're playing at the end of the season. Chargers jump back in front 5-4 here in the bottom of the third. The throw over nearly gets Schroeder. Schroeder does a good job of doesn't quite get back to the rubber, and he just turns and throws quickly. So you got to really be paying attention if you're a Sheraton base runner. Runners advance to second and third. Mark Schroeder trots down to second. Togan Hall walks that one off and gets down to first. The leadoff hitter is back to play Cameron Canoes, batting 316 on the season. He's 1-for-2 in the game. Here we go, two outs, curveball in the dirt. Langenthal does a good job of keeping that in front. Throws down to third, though. Wow. That's a missed attack, Tim, for the throw medium. I don't know. And the Pelicans are obviously a little upset. Plenty of time. The throw from Langenthal was good. I just don't know if the tag was made. Trevor Wood, the third baseman, not able to make that tag on Mark Schroeder, who went in head first, but must have avoided the tag. Maybe his perception was a little different than ours. Like I said, the throw beat the runner there, but we can't see if the tag was made or not. Nevertheless, runners at the corners here. One ball, no strikes to Cameron Canoes. That one's fouled away. The fastball from Skylar King. This is right down the middle, and that was when Cameron had the opportunity to do something with. Oh, I just wants to get out of this inning again, much like they did in the bottom of the first. It's been a back-and-forth affair here. 5-4 now is our score. Chargers ahead of the Little Dutch. Again, the winner advancing to Wednesday night's sub-state final game at Norwalk. Curveball just a bit upstairs, 2-1 is the count to Cameron Canoes. Another close pitch. Signal from Coach Jake Schroeder down at third. Runners at the corners. This might be time for him to run. Token Hall very speedy at first base. And Mark Schroeder, the pitcher, sitting at third. Skylar King with a long. And that was spot. Yeah, hey, another run will come home to score. A couple of runners will advance there. So again, two-out rally here in the bottom of the third inning. Chargers regain the lead at 6-4. This has been quite a two-hour rally we've got going on. Boy, Skylar Kane just kind of cruised through the last two innings in the beginning of this one, and then he's hit a bit of a roadblock here as the Charger bats have come alive. And Garrick Sinclair, the pitcher CH. We'll step up here. Runners at first and second. Two outs. 6-4 is our score here in the bottom of the third. Curveball. Nice shot by Langenthal. He's got a tough job tonight, Ben.
Yeah.
A lot of curveballs in the third. And he's done a very good job of keeping those in front of him. Umpire goes out and brushes off the plate. It's been abused here. 10 runs here in 3 innings. A high-scoring game. And that's usually favors the Chargers. They like to get runs early and then just rely on solid pitching the rest of the game. I know they'd like to get a few more here, as I'm sure Pella's not done. In there for strike one.
Pitcher's on the outside part of the plate. It was a nice pitch. Probably one that Garrett could lay off on, being that he didn't have a strike. against him. Another curve ball. Barry gets to the shortstop. The shortstop catches the field and touches the convey. And the bobble ball takes the throw to first, overthrows for a space, and Tuckenhall comes home to score. Four runs here in the bottom half of the third. All of them with one out. Some of them with two out here. That was defense of Levy Davis inning, given a lot of unearned runs. And Austin Peterson steps in, strike one. Didn't use it inside, but touches the inside corner of the plate. We have an update in Oskaloosa, Washington 5, Grinnell 3. That's in the fourth inning, so that would be a pretty big upset as Grinnell has been ranked for most of the year. Try to get an update from the Dallas Center Grimes Norwalk score happening right now in Norwalk. A throw over to first. And to Garrick Sinclair in there safely. Austin Peterson looks in. Curveball. Does a good job of laying up. It's rolling in the dirt. One and one. The count for Austin Peterson. You can bet that Austin Peterson's a fine ball player. He's going to wait for just a perfect pitch to hit here, Ben. Throw over to the right. Garrick Sinclair in there safely. And it looks like, yeah, check swing. Going to be strike two on Austin Peterson just as I said that. He had a chase one upstairs and outside. A little check swing evens the count. Or no, excuse me, one and two now the count. Going to have to be a little defensive up there swing in anything close. Put one in play here. Appella, you said it, their defense has kind of left him down here. That's exactly what he does. Chopper to second base, throws to the second baseman for the out. The second here, Sinclair at the second. But in the bottom half of the third, the Chargers score four runs and now lead this back and forth till 7-4. Don't go. We've got a good one here in the District 11 Championship. It's Janice and the Chargers 7. The Jets from Appella 4. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Best-in-class sales, best-in-class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock available at all times, we're sure to have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com to see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps. Plus, any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in reestablishing your credit while you drive that newer pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just a goal. It's our only goal at the Indianola Auto Group. Visit IndianolaAuto.com today.
Welcome back to Knoxville. We've got a good one, ladies. 7-4 is our score here in Knoxville. Chargers up on Bella. Dallas Center Grimes and Norwalk taking off right now in Norwalk, and Dallas Center Grimes in the bottom of the third inning has a 5-0 lead. So again, the winner of this game will play the winner of that game for the right to play at Principal Park next week. This is a big inning for Mark Schroeder. If he can go 1-2-3, that'll be a good answer to a good inning. Starts with ball one. And now answers for strike one to Brett Kingery, the first baseman from the Little Ducks. So a 1-1 count here in the top of the fourth. Chargers would like to start here. Just three up, three down would be nice. Got another update. Dawson and Rams are now up 8-0 on Norwalk. Probably a score that people expected so far. Well, we're certainly pulling for Norwalk, but we got to take care of business here first. Mark Schroeder with a 2-1 pitch to Kingery. He's outside and almost in the dirt. 3-1 now the count, so you don't want to... This game has been, it's just been back and forth.
Definitely don't want to walk the 8 hitter either.
Good point. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Ooh. And ball strike two, so a 3-2 count here on a ball that looks potentially like a ball four to me.
Well, in inside, but we'll definitely take it in the desert country.
3-2 pitch here. Swan, that's driven to the shortstop, Hoffman, who fields cleanly, throws to first. It's over the bag, but Tyler Fulkerson does a nice job of pumping off and making the play. Tyler Fulkerson fields the tough throw, the high throw, and comes off the bag and makes a tag on Carey. We'd like to mention congratulations to the Sheraton 14 and under softball team. They won the Iowa Game Championship this last weekend, so congratulations to those 14-year-old girls, and good job there. Here's the 9-hitter. That's Fields it, bobbles it, goes to first, and still gets Heisley at first base for out number two here in the top half of the fourth.
Austin Berlin just wanted to show off his gun. He bobbled that and needed a very, very strong throw to get him.
Wow, what a throw from Austin Berlin, who fielded it cleanly but bobbled the ball on the throw, picked it up and threw Tyson out. Top of the order up for Pella now with two outs to Shull. Starts him off with a curveball, strike one to Shull, and Mark Schroeder dialing it up now.
This is an excellent answer for the Chargers after making a big inning and coming back here and going 1-2-3 if they came would be awesome.
Sit him down and get back up to bat here and add more. Schull's second swing is fouled away for strike two, 0-2 now quickly to count to Shull. So Mark, looking like the bottom of the first right here, top of the first, excuse me. Schull strikes out. The ball gets by Alex Wright, and so Schull will advance on the strikeout, a pass ball. Not very many catchers are going to get Schull. He's very speedy and landing quick.
Oh, the tough pitch to block in the third.
So two outs here, and the Chargers and Mark Schroeder just need to worry about the batter, Trevor Wood, the third baseman here, and not worry about Shull at first, although the threat of him stealing is always a potential here. See how aggressive Coach Al Vasher and the Little Dutch are here with two outs in the top of the fourth. The bunt is shown by Trevor Wood. See if he tries to do that. Pulls back. Schull, yeah. Second, the throw from Alex Wright is right on target, and Schull is run down at second base. Wow, what a throw from Alex Wright, and the Chargers are out of the top of the fourth inning, no harm done. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 7-4, Sheraton on top of Pella. You're listening to District 11 Championship Action on Thunder Country KIIC.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Make the Appanoose County Fair the highlight of your summer beginning July 16th with the crowning of the queen followed by sky candy. That's right, fireworks. Sponsored by First Iowa State Bank. July 17th, dig in for the annual pie auction at 5 p.m. Mutton busting for ages 3 to 7 starts at 7, and at 7:30, TNC Rodeo takes the main arena. Daily admission is $7 and Saturday $10. Go to the fair and brag about it.
Let's go, little baby.
Welcome back to Knoxville. 7-4 is our score here as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. The wind has basically died down here. The temperature's a little more comfortable here as the shade falls nearly over the entire field here in Knoxville. Temperature's still probably in the low 80s.
Jim, I do need to give a shout out to Brenda Peterson. She wins the shooter MVP for the crowd.
Brent always doing a good job of getting everybody into the game.
Especially after
two innings, we have a little wave action here behind us.
The things a mom will do.
Jordan Bossman, the first at bat, grounds out to the shortstop here to retire out number one here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Austin Berlin steps up.
Berlin kind of got things going last inning, reached, I think, on with one out here. Came around to score that tying run.
Come on here.
Curveball to Berlin. Falls short and low. So one ball and no strikes to Berlin. Let me give a congratulations to the Lucas County 10-year-olds also. They won, and they're on their way to state today. So congratulations to them, and good luck in the state tournament. I'm not sure when that is yet, but always a good thing when our little league and our softball teams are doing well in their tournaments. So congratulations to those 10-year-olds and their coaches. Berlin fouls the second pitch off, and it's 1-1. Curveball from Kane in the dirt here. It's a 2-1 count to Austin Berlin here in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
Both catchers have been hard at work, blocking lots of curveballs thrown by both teams.
Pitchers better buy him a McDonald's after the game.
Absolutely.
Right down the pipe, a fastball. Skylar Kane at 2-2 the count here to Austin Berlin. Curveball upstairs, can't pull it down.
Hey, come on here now.
Skylar Kane upset with himself there. A little frustrated as he couldn't pull that one down. 3-2 the count, Berlin. Like to get on with one out here and start another rally here in the bottom of the fourth. Fastball right down the middle. Little low, maybe.
But he smoked that pitch strike tonight.
Austin Berlin now seems to know something we didn't know because he was 3 steps to first base before the ball was by him. It certainly close either way. Nevertheless, Austin Berlin on at first base here with one out. And Alex Wright steps up. Alex made that great throw down to second base to get the speedy Ryan Scholl to end the last inning. We'll see if he can advance Berlin here. Here's a sharp grounder to some shortstop. Short throws to second for one. Over to first for two. Berlin. 6-4-3. Double play. That was quick. We had to the top of the fifth inning. Sheriff is still holding on to that 3-run lead here in the district championship. It's Sheriff and the Chargers 7 and Pella the Dutch 4. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North American farms for more than 20 years. Titan Machinery offers you 9 Magnum Series tractors with up to 275 PTO horsepower, including 4 models with a Case IH CVT transmission that raises the bar in mechanical efficiency and ease of operation. For the largest cab in the industry, the leading fuel-efficient powertrain, and the latest in precision farming capabilities, see the Magnum Series tractors at Titan Machinery 2350, Highway 23, Oskaloosa.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Nashville. We enter the fifth inning now. Garrison Cook looking to a 3-run lead. 7-4 is our score. Chances here, though, batting the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh, trailing by 3 runs here. Mark Schroeder doing a nice job after a rough second and third inning here to come back last inning. And first batter there is Trevor Wood. And Mark's first pitch goes off of his helmet, so Trevor Wood will advance down to first base on the hit-by-pitch.
That was a curveball that didn't curve, I believe.
And so Skylar Kane, the pitcher, will step up here and hopefully help himself here. Al Vasher, the coach for Pella, gives the signal to Trevor Wood at first and Skylar Kane here. Kane, one of their better hitters, though. We'll see what he likes to do here. First pitch on the outside corner for strike one. And some discussion with some pitches here.
Nevertheless, strike one. On the outside corner, almost the same exact place. Taken for ball one. It's been a bit inconsistent. 1-1 the count now to Skylar Kane. So Bella needing to get some runners across here. Trailing by 3 runs in the top half of the fifth. Fastball again from Mark Schroeder. That's 3 straight fastballs from Mark after hitting Trevor Wood with a curveball on the first pitch. And 2-1 the count here. Boy, he had such a great last inning, Ben. You'd hate for him to go backwards here and give them any runs here. Outside, and Alex Wright does a good job of stepping in front of that one. 3-1 to count.
Absolutely right. He did a nice job blocking that ball, keeping runner at first base.
The lights in Knoxville, the lights have just kicked on here as we enter twilight here. It's a very humid Monday night here in Knoxville. The 3-1 pitch is upstairs. First 2 runners advanced on base. And so Alex Wright goes out to talk to Mark Schroeder, the senior pitcher, give him some words of encouragement. A little pat on the back here.
Cleanup hitter Paul Anderson comes to the plate.
Coach Al Vasher down at third base, giving the signs here. Infield Austin Berlin nearly in line with third base. Tyler Folkerts now steps up to the grass at first for a potential bunt, but this is a cleanup hitter for the Dutch. We'll see what they elect to do here. Whether they play small ball here or not. The butt is down, and it's a good one. If it stays there, it'll chop foul.
Boy, that shows you the difference between high school baseball and some of the other levels. Get your cleanup hitter sacrifice bunt.
You don't think that happened in the major league level?
You don't think David Ortiz would lay a bunt down?
I don't see it happening. So it goes foul. We'll see if he likes to do the same thing here and advance the runners. Kelly trailing by 3 here in the top half of the fifth. Anderson still, now he squares the butt. Curveball is inside. Just barely misses inside. 1-1 the count now. So Cal Vasher giving signs, a long stretch by Mark Schroeder, who looks at the runner at second, now the runner at first, and now he comes home. And Anderson tries to bunt here, and he does not bunt. It's unsuccessful for strike two. I'm not sure if that was, someone was up there, Ben. That was a pitch that was way outside of the hole, and Anderson didn't pull back at all. They threw down to second, so I'm not sure if they tried to advance the runner on a bunt there.
Coach Basher did not look happy, I do know that.
So 1-2, and Anderson won't be bunting here. A long look at second. Comes home, curveball in the dirt. Nice shot by Alex Wright to keep that in front. Pass ball advances both runners here.
Good job, Alex.
But 2-2 count now to Anderson. You do not want to put all 3 runners on with no outs here.
That is correct.
Important for Mark to bear down here and get the runner himself. Here's the 2-2. That was fouled away. Good cut by Anderson. Good thing he didn't get all of that one, because that was a great cut by Anderson.
Yes, it was. I think the ball was just up in the zone and not good, but he couldn't get on top of it.
Okay, let's go here.
So the count remains at 2-2. Nobody out here in the top half of the fifth, and the Chargers, Mark Schroeder, needs to take care of this one himself. Here's the pitch. Curveball. That's swung on. That's driven into the gap. Coming over to make the catch. It's Cameron to lose. And nearly makes the play on Tyler Kane at first base.
He's got a great jump on that ball.
Yeah, he did.
He is Cameron Kane is an excellent athlete. He showed his athleticism on that play.
I'd say 90% of the time, that's a base hit for a lot of opposing teams. That was in the gap. A nice job by Cameron running to his left. Makes the catch, throws all the way to first, and nearly has a double play. Skylar Kane was almost second base. So Josh Heilman up with one out. Curveball hit on the corner for strike one.
That was another excellent pitch on the inner half.
We'll see if Mark and the Chargers can battle back after the first 2 runners for the Jets get on here in the top half of the fifth. A long stretch, a long look at second for, and now the throw back to second. And nearly throws it away, nearly throws it into the dirt, but a good job by Peterson to dig that out of the dirt.
I've seen a lot of throws with first and second tonight, both teams. But only one attempted steal, I believe. But so an 0-1 count to Heilman. A long stretch here, a long pause. Throw is outside. Fastball in the outside corner. Again, the winner advances to Wednesday night's sub-state final game in Norwalk. 7 o'clock game to face the winner of Dallas Center Grimes in Norwalk, who at last count, Dallas Center Grimes was up on Norwalk, the Warriors, 8-0. Be sure to get a score update from that. Come on, and Heilman, two. Nice curveball on the outside from Schroeder. Heilman chased it. Excellent pitch by Mark Schroeder. We'll see if he can bear down here and take care of this one himself. He got into a jam to start the inning. Two runners on with no outs. Cameron Caduce from left field made a nice play, and we have a 1-2 count on Heilman. Strikeout. That's, I believe, the 7th strikeout for Schroeder tonight.
Number 10, Jacob
Leaf. Another good curveball with some bite. So it started off as trouble for the Chargers now with two outs. Tella, runners still stranded at 2nd and 1st. Boy, this would be huge for the Chargers to get out of this one. Swan, that's a face hit in the left field. We'll see what they try to do. They're going to send a runner. They just bobble the pitch. Goes home. Safe.
Wow, that was a really good throw by Cameron Caduce. He bobbled and still almost made that play.
Had he not bobbled it, he would have been out. That was a beefy throw from left field all the way to Alex Wright, who almost made the tag.
That
was very close.
Well, I didn't have to make the call.
Wow, we are seeing some great action tonight in the District 11 Championship. A very aggressive move from Vasher.
Yes, we were.
Witnessed Cameron Caduce's arm earlier in the inning. Decided to take a chance.
Hey.
So we're going to have a pitch runner. Skyler Kane, the pitcher, is at third base, and they're going to substitute a runner in there. Garrett Pettyjohn will come in to run.
It's interesting that they courtesy run for the pitcher now.
And when he gets to third.
When he gets to third, he ran from first.
I wonder if they were worried about contact at the plate potentially. Or
great question.
So two outs here. Another ball in the dirt. Another shot by Alex Wright. Stays in front of that. Daniel Langenfeld is out of the catcher for the Dutch. Runners with second and third. So a base hit here is going to score at least one more.
Every time Alex Wright walks the pitch right now, he saves a run. So
good point. The Dutch trailing by two here. They'd like to keep this two-out rally going. Schroeder in the stretch. Looks at third. Now comes home. Good pitch. Third ball on the outside. Nearly found the balls to ball two. 2-0 to count to Langenfeld. Kiri, the first baseman, steps is sitting on the on-deck circle here. He would be next. 2-0 count. That one upstairs and inside, so 3-0 to Langenfeld. Taking all the way here is Langenfeld. Be sure of that. So Schroeder comes home here, 3-0 pitch.
Oh, geez, that's a good one.
Mark just kind of throws his hands in the air. And all four, the umpire takes his mask off and lifts his Schroeder. I don't know, Schroeder, all Schroeder did was throw his hands in the air. Not aggressively, but just kind of put his hands, palms up. I thought it was a legitimate body signal, but nevertheless,
where was that pitch in that, explain to the, was that TDR or that outside?
Yeah, I didn't see the aggression or anything malicious there, just,
I can tell you the ump did not agree with your evaluation of body language.
So two outs here, the bases are loaded, the fellow Dutch is still looking for some answers here, still looking to try to tie this game or potentially take the lead.
Number one, Brett Kingery comes to the plate.
And the first pitch swinging on is fouled away out of play, so Schroeder gets ahead. Again, he just needs to bear down and focus here. So mental toughness right here, Mark Schroeder will be tested.
Absolutely.
First two runners for the Dutch got aboard, and then Schroeder kind of took command here, got the next two out. And we'll see what happens. The base hit potentially ties this game up, Ben.
After the controversy with the walk, it didn't really hurt us all that bad that there was a walk there. We had an open base.
Now, if anything can get the force out there, here's the 1-1. That's turned on quickly, and
just a long strike.
Wow, that curveball, he got ahead of that one. It's a good thing, because that ball's still going down the left field line. I think in the air, Carey got a hold of that one. It's a long strike, as you said, and 0-2 to count now. So nothing good in here, Schroeder. Low and outside, good pitch from Mark Schroeder.
Good spot for an 0-2 pitch. One thing you want to keep in mind, though, you don't want to throw something in the dirt or something, because the runner on third, it could score a run.
Alex Wright's done an excellent job tonight keeping that ball in front of him. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Carey. Swung on, that's a chopper, but it's fouled down the first baseline. Alex Wright hustles out after that one. Nearly beats Carey down the first base. That's what he's waiting for a catcher to do. It's been 90 degrees. He's been in the dirt. He's been up and down. Nice hustle by Alex Wright.
I just wanted to make sure that didn't spin back into fair territory after it was fouled.
So still the count 1-2 here. We're in the top of the fifth, 7-5. The Chargers clinging to a two-run lead. Upstairs for ball two. So Schroeder began this 0-2. You don't want to let this one get away here.
And this is a big pitch here because you want to go full count because then the runners can start.
This
has been one heck of a ball game so far. I know that.
Two out rallies have been huge for both. Kingery landed on that curveball. It hung a little high. And he drew a nice piece of hitting by Carey. Just drove that into center field. Coach Schroeder asked for time to wash out to the mound, and we'll see if he tries to make a change here. Runner's still at third and first here. He calls the infield together. We'll wait to see what he decides to do before we make a decision.
Like I said, just an excellent ball game. Matt Thomas doesn't give him much time to huddle on the mound. Coach Schroeder was there for about 3 seconds, and he also was on his way out to break up the meeting. He's wanting to keep this game moving as much as everybody else, I guess.
Yeah, Harvey, they pulled up in it.
No.
Yeah, they did. I believe the house came in an RV. That's all you're talking.
Maybe they got camp and plans after this.
Yeah. Well, Coach Schroeder decides to leave Mark Schroeder in. They got to give him some words of encouragement. We've got a tie ball game here in the top of the fifth. What a good one, folks.
This is the number 9 hitter for the Pella, Dutch.
Tysling, who's gotten his bat on the ball a couple times. First pitch, this is it from Alex Wright. Runner comes home.
That was another bang-bang play, but unfortunately, I didn't get it right. He slipped just underneath.
Very close call, but I agree with you there. Very close call. He's had to stay awake tonight. Both umpires have really had to be awake. So Pella storms back and takes an 8-7 lead, and this has just been back and forth here. Runner does advance to second. That's Carey. That's ball two here. The Tysling, what you said, the number 9 hitter, Ryan Scholl, is sitting on deck. Boy, he'd like to get up here. Chargers would like to get out right now and get back up to bat. Coach Al Vassar calls for a quick time. I think he wants to talk to Tysling or talk to the Blue here. And he's asking for a pinch runner now.
He's put in pretty few runs on pinch runners at very interesting times. I mean, there's already been pitches thrown in this at bat. I don't know whether it changes his mind or what the explanation is.
Yeah, Carey down at second base doesn't look like the speediest person, but you're right. He waited until he got the second, and then two pitches into the next at bat, he calls for a courtesy runner. Maybe he knows something. Foul the way. That's strike number 1 to Tysling. So Schroeder just needs to bear down and focus right now. Another base hit here. Potentially scores one more run for the Dutch.
Let's go here.
We enter into the twilight hours. The lights now shining down here at Knoxville.
Not the movie Twilight, right, Tim?
Oh, I love that movie. Not really. That one outside. The runner to second. It's nearly thrown out. The runner at second seems to be halfway to third there, Ben, for some reason.
I'm not so sure he didn't think that ball got by Alex, the way he reacted, but
hey, he said it was a pinch runner. courtesy runner.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure Kingery would have been thrown out. Here's the 3-1. Big pitch here from Schroeder. Swanick out of the way. So now we've driven it to a full count here with two outs. Let's see if the runner goes here.
That was a long foul ball. Hopefully you're not parked over there.
Dang it. All right, I could use a new windshield here and there. Wow, this is quite a ball game, folks. Wish you were here. Hope you're listening, though, and don't go anywhere, because Pella stormed back and taking an 8-7 lead here. We enter the bottom half of the fifth. The Chargers need to answer again in this District 11 championship. The winner to face Dallas Center Grimes or Norwalk on Wednesday. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Racing fans, enjoy two great nights of IMCA racing July 17th and 18th during the Southern Iowa Fair. Tuesday night, KBOE Radio will be sponsoring the Hawkeye Dirt Touring Series. All classes running hot laps at 7 and racing at 7:30. Wednesday night is a special fair race sponsored by KBOE and Pepsi. Hot laps at 7, races at 7:30. Grandstand opens at 5:30. Two hot nights of racing July 17th and 18th during the Southern Iowa Fair.
The time to insulate is now. The way to insulate is with foam, quality foam of Montezuma. They have the equipment and foam, and they're ready to go right now. Call for an appointment. They offer open cell and closed cell for residential, commercial, and ag. Let them come to your home, business, or farm for a free estimate. Call Lyle at 641-990-5187 or Chris at 641-990-2653. Get a quality job from quality foam. Call today.
We've got a good one. 8-7 is our score here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Pella comes back and takes the lead there in the top half of the fifth. And Tyler Folkers to lead things off for the Chargers. Looks at strike one, a fastball from Tyler Kane, still in the ballgame, throwing very hard here into the fifth inning. It's been a game of back and forth here, Ben.
Yes, it has. This has been an amazing baseball game through five or four and a half innings. Both teams are bouncing back every time they get down, and that's exactly what the Chargers need to do right here.
Yeah, the only thing bad about that is one of these teams, their season's going to end tonight, and both teams playing hard tonight, wanting their season to extend and just have that chance on Wednesday to play next week at Principal Park.
And as I look at both rosters, both of these rosters are senior-laden rosters. So for many of these guys, this is it as far as their high school careers go.
1-2 count to Tyler Folkers, first batter for the Chargers. Like to get him on here. And swung on, and that's a weird one to first base. Just a little dribbler down the first base line. It must have had some mighty strong English on that bat because it's... Rained off of the dirt and took a wild hop.
It shot straight left when it landed. I felt sorry for the first baseman.
It's like he hit that with a pool cue. We'll take it, though. Infield single for Tyler Folkers there.
If I had my money, I'd say this is going to be a bunt.
Chargers at the bottom half of their lineup here. I'd like to get their top of the lineup up with runners in scoring position, and Mark Schroeder takes the sign, turns the, and bunts it. The ball is bunted. The throw down to second is too high. The catcher legs fell at right time. I probably had kind of focus for second, but threw high.
That's one of those plays where if you make it, it's really great, but if you don't, they gave you an out and you didn't take it.
Probably not the best decision that you're going to write. They're going to give you the out there, take the out. Nevertheless, the Chargers still with two men on here and nobody out. Coach Schroeder talking to Token Hall for quite a long time near the third base line. Probably another bunch.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that with Cameron Kanish up next.
Top of your lineup coming up with runners in scoring position looked pretty good to the Chargers. They did a lot of damage with one and two outs the last couple innings. Curveball is popped up and bunted. It's going to be fielded and thrown to first for out number one.
Great bomb by Token Hall. Did exactly what his job was, and now Cam Pierce's job to knock in the runners.
And a nice job by the bottom half of the lineup there. Runners at second and third now, just one out, and the top of your lineup is now up. Cameron Kanish steps in. Base hit scores two here, and the Chargers would retain the lead.
Skylar Kane digs in, going from the windup now with runners at second and third. Curveball, and taken for ball one, mighty close there.
Those pitchers seem a little agitated at the strike zone tonight.
Skylar Kane had to turn around and walk off the mound, and here he goes. Wind up and pitch. It's driven back to Skylar Kane, who looks at the third baseline, runs him back, throws to first. Skylar Kane, for a pitcher to throw, you forget that they have a field also.
Yep.
He feels a hard grounder. He just stared at Tyler Folkers at third base and then throws to get Cameron Canoes at first base.
It's too bad because Cameron Canoes hit that ball really, really hard right back at the pitcher.
And again, 70% of the time, and that's a made-up fact, 70% of the time that probably squeaks through third base to right in the middle. I'm just throwing out percentages right now.
90% of the time it works all the time?
60% of the time it works every time.
There you go.
So Carrick Sinclair steps up so quickly. The Chargers had two aboard with one out, no outs, and now they have two aboard with one out, or two outs, excuse me. Carrick Sinclair swings at the curveball from Skylar Kane.
Count is 1-1 on Carrick.
And boy, it would really be a bad thing if the Chargers couldn't get at least one across here. They started with two on and no outs.
Be a pretty big momentum shift in this game.
Skylar Kane to wind up the pitch. And up a strike two. I'm getting an update from AD Randy Wilson here in Knoxville. The outside guy is now up on Norwalk. 9-3 in the sixth inning, so. That pulls out Dallas Center Knoxville with the winner. We've got a good one here, folks. I hope you're not going anywhere. You're close to Knoxville. Why don't you drive on down, and this is going to be a good one.
That was an unbelievable stop by the catcher, Langenfield, because that ball bounced about in front of the home plate, and he was able to stop it and save a run.
So here we go. This is a battle of wills right now. It's a 2-2 count. Skylar Kane versus Gary Sinclair here. A base hit would be huge for the Chargers. They potentially score two runs here. We head to the sixth inning, clinging to an 8-7 lead here in the District 11 championship. Don't you go anywhere. We're back for two final innings here in Knoxville. It's Bella 8-7, Strike 7. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country KIIC.
Unemployment benefits are not free money. Anyone who collects unemployment is legally responsible for making sure he or she follows the requirements set by law. Failure to follow the rules can result in serious consequences that will impact you and your family. This can include repaying the benefits with penalties, forfeiting a future income tax refund, losing future eligibility to collect UI benefits, and a possible jail sentence for intentional fraud. For more information on the rights and responsibilities surrounding unemployment, visit iowaworkforce.org. What do Olympic snowboarder Chris Klug and retired NBA great Alonzo Mourning have in common? Through the generosity of an organ donor, each received a life-saving transplant. Help end the wait for 111,000 people on the national transplant waiting list. Register to save lives. Lucas County Health Center and Iowa Donor Network urge you to sign up on our state organ donor registry online at iowadonorregistry.org.
We enter the top half of the sixth inning. Bella 8, Harrison 7, the District 11 Championship here in Knoxville. Head coach Jake Schroeder is elected to make a pitching change here as we enter the sixth inning. Senior Kellen Canute will step up and assume the pitching roles. He's moving from right field into pitch. Mark Schroeder, I believe, heads to right field.
That's correct. And I think they just switched positions.
And Kellen the other night came in against Knoxville, had a little bit of a rough inning, but settled down and finished that game off very well for the Chargers last Friday night. Kellen will have to lead off batter at the top of the order, Ryan Stroll, the lefty up. And we'll see how they look at Kellen Kernut, their first time up. Kernut, big 6'3 kid, steps up, first pitch in the dirt, low for ball one.
Kellen
needs to get ahead of the batters here. I want to put any runners on here with just a one-run lead. Bella would like to add to it. Kellen on the outside corner. Fastball from Kellen Kernut taken for strike one. So a 1-1 count to Stroll here. Here's Kellen's windup in the pitch. Low and in the dirt inside. Ball two.
Kellen seems just a little bit nervous out there on the mound. Maybe needs to take a couple deep breaths, calm himself down a little.
And let's not lie, this is a nervous place to start.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm nervous here, and I'm not even out there.
I think Sean Kinesio will really quickly come back and fire a set. Oh, absolutely. I'm glad he's up there throwing and not me.
Threw some gas there, and Ryan Stroll couldn't catch up with it. 2-2 count now to Ryan Stroll. Here's the 2-2. Swan, took him out. Boy, Career strikes his first batter out. Great start for Kellen Curnew here in the top half of the sixth.
Bringing the gas. Throwing hard right now.
Yeah, five straight fastballs from Kellen Curnew. Retires the leadoff batter for the Dutch.
Trevor Wood, the number two hitter, playing third base.
That's the last saw. Swan, a white grounder. Hits Austin Peterson at second. The throw to first is low. Feels it. And still in time. So Trevor Wood retired here. And with two outs here, the number three hitter, the pitcher Skyler King, steps up to the bat. So that should calm Kellen down. The first two batters retired very quickly, and here's Skyler King. Low and inside for ball one. Again, haven't seen anything off speed yet. Looks into Alex Wright, who gives the signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Fastball, that's top to shortstop. Boffin, a one hopper, throws to first. Off the bat is Tyler Fulker, and Skyler King is safe at first base.
Yeah, I just pulled him off the bat a little bit. I suppose if there's a time to make an error, that's just over two outs. We'll see if we can bounce back and get the cleanup hitter.
So that'll bring up Paul Anderson, who's kind of been a nuisance for the Chargers tonight. He's been on base. He scored runs with two outs here. We'll see. And there's a courtesy run early in the at-bat. Heather Kane, the pitcher, saying thank you. I've been out there all day, Coach. Give me a break here, buddy. So Anderson steps up here, two outs here, top of the sixth. Pella clinging to an 8-7 lead. The throw over to first from Kernute, and the pinch runner back in time.
Didn't have much of a lead there either, but check on the runner just to make sure.
Pettyjohn back into first. From the stretch is Kernute. A long stretch. The throw is low. Pitch is low, excuse me. And ball one to Anderson. Long stretch from Kellen Curnew, who toes the rubber. Here's the pitch right down the middle. Fastball, swan, strike. Or excuse me, swan, fouled away for strike one.
Hey, let's go here.
See if he goes to some off speed here.
Hasn't yet, and I think he does at times.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball, low. Very close, but low.
That low strike just kind of went away. It was there for a while.
Exactly. 2-1 now to Anderson. Kurnitz steps up. Down the outside corner for strike two. 2-2 count now to Anderson. Kellen's cruising here in the top half of the sixth. A great possession. There you go with basketball again. Great start to the half inning here. Swan, late is Anderson, so that's fouled away over the first base line.
I think if I was young Kernute, I'd go back to that outside fastball. Anderson didn't seem too excited about swinging at it.
Yeah, he kind of just threw his bat out there just to make contact. Count is 2-2 with two outs. Pettyjohn is the runner at first. The throw over. Pettyjohn back in there safely. I said earlier, big crash here for both squads.
Both teams traveled well.
And you can bet that the winner of this game will travel well Wednesday night, too. There's a curveball. Puts him out. Kellen produced the curveball for the last pitch of half inning. He retires the side. He's at the bottom of 650. Kellen, 8. Sheraton, 7. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bottom half of 16. Chargers have their 3-4 and 5 batters up to them, so right where they want to be, and Austin Peterson, the second baseman, will lead off.
Absolutely. Have to give credit to Coach Stroud on that last half inning. He called the right, pushed the right button, so to speak, put the finger in there, and went, had a pretty quick inning.
So it's getting crunch time as Ghost Shy is a little more apprehensive here. The Chargers down to the last two at bats. And Austin Peterson takes ball one high upstairs from Skyler Kane. These two teams played about a week and a half ago, Ben, and I believe that Sheraton won on the final at bat. So we hope that's not the case tonight. We hope that they don't need that last at bat to come back.
My blood pressure doesn't need that, Tim.
And again, we're not playing.
Exactly.
Oh, this is a great game that everybody gets into, that's for sure. Swung on is strike one from Austin Peterson. Upstairs, taken for ball two, so 2-1 count here. Chargers just looking to get somebody on here to try to tie this up in this inning, potentially take the lead. Take the lead here, and we don't have to bat again. Shut them down in the top half of the seventh. Foul away, great cut by Austin Peterson on the fastball from Kane.
Things like the fast fastballs with this at bat. He kind of, he's really hard to guess on what he's going to throw because he throws any pitch in any count.
Here's the 2-2. Low and in the dirt. So 3-2 is the count. It's a big pitch for both sides here. Now I'd like to start with one out. Sheridan's like to get the first base runner on. Here's the windup and the pitch on 3-2. Right down the middle. Swung on it. Foul down the first base line.
Much better play by first base coach Tyler Pearson.
So we'll see if he tries to throw him a curveball here. He's thrown, I believe, 6 fastballs in this possession. Possession. At bat. Another fastball nearly takes off Jordan Boffman's hand. Jordan Boffman sitting on deck here. Can't get the basketball coach out of this guy, am I right? So the count remains at 3-2 here. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, and it's crunch time here for both teams. Now at 8. That one's falling. That's an attack. Trying to go over to make the catch. It's the right fielder. Right shot. Comes over and steals. Rob Austin Peterson of a sure base hit or double hit.
That's I forget to give that credit. That was an unbelievable play.
Great play by Ryan Shaw. We've got a good play on it.
Got to give him his due on that play.
And to make the catch across his body as he sitting in right field with a left-handed glove. So Boffman now up with the first curveball from Skyler Kane. It is a ball, so one ball and no strikes to Jordan Boffman here with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Kane's delivery. Fastball upstairs, taken for ball two. Chargers just need to look for runners on base here any way they can get them.
Absolutely right. Every at-bat, you need to scrap and claw here. Stay patient and get on.
The 2-0 pitch to Boffman. Taken for strike one right down the pipe. Now Jordan's seen it. Now he's got the green light here. Looking for a good pitch to drive into a gap here is Jordan Boffman. Skyler Kane wind up. Pitch. All the way for strike two. So that evens the count at 2-2. And again, Skyler Kane staying away from the curveball here, Ben, for some reason. I don't know if fatigue is set in and they're worried about him hanging one up or what.
This would be a pretty good spot for a 2-2. We'll see what he throws.
Here's the lineup on the 2-2. Curveball. And it's fouled away, out of play.
good pitch from Skyler. Good shot by Jordan to get his bat on the ball.
You're absolutely right. You said that perfectly. It was a good pitch and a good piece of hitting for both players.
See if he comes back to that curve here. These are those great battles between a good hitter and a good pitcher right here. And just a battle of wills right now. It's a guessing game of some sort, Ben. We'll see what happens here. Kane with the windup. Here's the 2-2 curveball. It's a one-hopper to the third baseman. Wood, who throws over to first. That's carry for out number two. Wood, who had a chance run there just on a one-hopper to third base.
That's a very, very good hop for him.
So Austin Berlin, the number five hitter. Wait, you start thinking about potential if this stalls here.
Bottom of the lineup.
Bottom of the seventh would have,
not necessarily, 5-6-7 was what we're
reading. Bottom half the middle, at least. It's middle to bottom, yeah. So the Chargers want to get something going here with two outs. They're victorious for that. Here's Skyler Kane's first pitch to Austin Berlin. By Austin Berlin. He's nothing to cast there.
I'd be interested to know how many pitches Skyler Kane's thrown tonight. It would be a lot.
Here's the 0-1. Strong line. Pitch with a half swing by Austin Berlin. And quickly, Austin Berlin, 0-2 here. See what Skyler Kane gives him here. Shouldn't be anything real tempting for Austin Berlin here. Langenkamp is up, standing up. Austin Berlin faces a high fastball. Skyler Kane is down at the bottom of the sixth. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's do or die time for both teams. Pella Clayton to an 8-7 lead. Don't go anywhere. Come on back for the conclusion of this one. It's District 11, Pella 8, Harrison 7. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600. Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination.
Well, it's do or die time. It's the seventh inning, the last inning for both squads. Ellis gets the bat on the top of the seventh, and then the Chargers are going to have one last crack at it, trailing an 8-7 here. Good, we talked just a little bit in the break about just crunch time now, and I just feel that Sheraton has more experience in this position. Ella winning their first district game in some time on Friday night. Nerves really start to tense up right here.
Yep. This is really important that the Sheraton gets out of this half inning without giving up any runs. There's a big difference between a one-run lead and a two-run lead going into the bottom of the seventh.
So Josh Heilman is up and looks at ball one. Pitch number two from Calcarnook crosses the plate for strike number one. So a 1-1 count to Heilman here to start the top of the seventh inning. Here's the windup for Canute. A swan. Foul away for strike two. Nice job by Kellen Kernick to get off on top of the hitter Heilman.
Go, Kellen!
Kellen Kernick swings it up there a little bit. It's a little bit deceptive. I think hitters have a tough time getting a read on his pitch.
He doesn't come straight over the top. Kind of a three-quarter throw at times. Low and in the dirt, and you're right. That's kind of tough to pick up. So 2-2 count to Heilman here. Fellow looking for more. Like I said, I just don't feel that one run is safe here as we enter into the bottom half of the seventh. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, swung him out. Kellen Kernick swing your gas right now. And strikes Heilman out.
Now first baseman,
number 11. He's not doing anything fancy, Bill. He's just throwing it by him.
Not a lot off speed. In fact, he threw one at the very end of the last inning. Other than that, it's been all fastballs.
So Jacob Gleason, the shortstop, steps in. One away. That one immediately catches the outside corner. Gleason looks at ball one.
Hey, let's go here. Come on.
You know, the first time through, with the new pitcher is always kind of tough, though, too, and we're
unfortunate that they're not going to hopefully get more than one look at him.
Well, it's like two here.
Listen quickly, 1-1 now.
Or if they do see him again, that could be a good sign because
oh,
I mean, there's a game.
That's right. Good call. Out of the way. That's strike two now. So 1-2 to count out of Gleason. Purdue, they have the count 1-2 here to Gleason with 1-1 in the seventh.
Purdue is just slowing him down right now, Tim.
Helen Purdue is just, you said it, he's slowing him down.
Daniel Langenfeld, the catcher, steps to the plate.
And the Chargers would just like to get out of here and get back to bat here.
Yep.
And win it at the last at bat. Ball taken outside, a fastball outside. And I can't blame him. If the fastball's working right now,
yeah,
don't go away from it. Hell, we're having a hard time catching up to it.
Absolutely right.
Here's the 0-1, or 1-0. It's driven into the right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Nice shot by Lang. It's a nice piece of hitting ball on the outside part of the plate, and just kind of sticks his bat out there and pushes the ball to right field. There's Langenfeld.
Brings up Brett Kingery, who was the hero the last time he came to the plate. I think it was a two-run single that he hit. If my memory serves me correct.
True. So Dallas Center Grimes, they just came over the PA system. Dallas Center Grimes has won the district championship held in Norwalk. They won 9-3 over Norwalk, so they await the win here. Right now it's Pella, but Sheraton still gets to bat in the bottom of the 7th inning.
Get this guy's plate. Let's go.
The throw over. Jacob DeWard is now the pinch runner, a courtesy runner for Pella. The throw over, and DeWard is back in time. A long stretch from Kernuth. The pitch. Swan, that's driven into right field. That's just been given now. Schroeder back. The Chargers, the District 11 champions from a year ago, they need a miracle here. They're trailing 7-8 as we enter the bottom half of the 7th. Don't go anywhere. Come back for the exciting conclusion or extension.
Val Sharp for U.S. Cellular asking, what's the coolest cell phone on the market?
That's a typical one to answer.
Try the Android-powered Samsung Galaxy S2. Right now, you can see a full range of Samsung Galaxy devices at U.S. Cellular. The coolest smartphones and tablets for the hottest prices. They got big, bright screens, super-fast processors, so you can enjoy games, movies, videos, and download all kinds of apps. So hurry to U.S. Cellular. The Samsung Galaxy sale is only for a limited time. You run, I'll take a cab.
Now at U.S. Cellular, check out sizzling Samsung devices starting at just a penny. Plus the Samsung Galaxy S2 for just $179.99. And be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone price after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card. Applicable smartphone data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $30 activation fee may apply. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
Stop in today at Boyd Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
So last 2 weeks ago, Ben, it was a miracle. A lot of kind of maybe the hit and sharing it. 2 weeks ago, the Chargers fans could hope it's without it again. The Chargers fans give it to me. They're up and they're off their feet and they're loud here. Now a 3 outs away from a district championship. Sheraton just looking to extend the game here. Alex Wright, the first batter. Skyler King still in there. That one upstairs, second for strike one. A little high,
it's a little bit up in the zone there.
So Skyler Kane here working with that popped up to the center fielder who comes over and catches the catch. Couple of ones here.
Down to 2 outs. Nerves are definitely on edge for both teams right now.
So your Tyler Folkert, boy, it'd be nice to get something going here with a senior here who realizes the urgency of this is. So your last pass, you don't get something going here. Tyler, nice job getting the first out of the inning. Tyler Folkert steps in. Here's Skyler Kane's curveball. Here's the ball one. That's interesting. He's thrown about 12 straight fastballs before that curveball to Tyler Folkert. Here's the windup from Kane and the delivery. Curveball again. Taking for ball two. Interesting.
I'm saying about it, you cannot guess what he's going to throw.
And the way you can get on base right now, and Tyler Foltrick's walk is as good as anything right here. Here's the 2-0 fastball right down the right side.
Good pitch to coach. You got to make him throw a strike there, 2-0.
Dowdy comes back with the curve here. Look for something fast here, Tyler. The catching game here between Kane and Folkerts. Fastball.
That was solid.
So 2-2 count now to Tyler Folkerts here. Tyler Kane, we'll see how creative he gets here. Catcher setting up on the inside corner.
That's outside for me, but they're going to call strikes right there tonight to give the umpire credit.
So two quick outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Chargers all year have been notorious for two outs around anyone here. Mark Schroeder shoots
both sides now on their feet.
Here's Mark Schroeder. Curveball. A little high. And just any way they can get a base runner here. The base runner is your tying run for the Chargers. Fastball. Strike one. So a 1-1 count to Mark Schroeder here in the bottom of the seventh.
Got to find a way to get on. You got to get this ball inside, probably on the ground somewhere. Make a play.
Good point. Here's the windup from Skyler Kane. Here's Swan. That's a base ball hit. Down the right field line and just foul. Boy, that would have been huge.
That would have been extra bases for sure, and maybe a triple clear down in that right field corner.
Good point. Schroeder would have been at least on second base with that potential tie and run. Nevertheless, a long stretch. 1-2 count.
Fellow crowd is now on their feet. Stretching it down to their final strike.
Tyler Kane has thrown an excellent ball game. It's been roughed up a bit. Here's the 1-2. Upstairs, and Schroeder laid off of it. Langenfeld is standing up both times, so trying to get Schroeder to chase that one, and now 2-2. Big pitch for both teams right here. The windup and the pitch from Tyler Kane. Fastball, and it's fouled away. Right back over the backstop. Shot by Mark Schroeder.
Way to stay alive. That pitch was in on his hand.
Count still remains 2-2. If you're just joining this, boy, you've missed a good one. And it's a real nail-biter down here at the wire. 2-2 count with 2 outs in the bottom 7. Sheraton trailing Pella 8-7. Swung on foul away. Mark's doing a great job.
Would he come back with a curveball here? So I'm going to
say that. 2-2 count. He's been on 2 fastballs.
Steady diet of fastballs up.
So here we go. 2-2 count. Skyler Kane curveball. On the curveball strikeout from Skyler Kane, and that ends our ball game. Pella 8, Sheraton 7. Pella will go on to advance and play Dallas 9 on Wednesday night in Norwalk.
That came out with a really, really entertaining hard-fought game by both sides. Hate to see anybody lose because everybody played their hearts out.
Good point. It was a back-and-forth game. Sheraton jumped all over him early. Pella scored back. Sheraton came back and took the lead. Pella came back and took the lead and were able to hang on for the win.
And I'd like to say congratulations to Jake Schroeder and the Sheraton Chargers this year. They had a heck of a year. I think they finished 25-11 or 26-11. Nobody likes to end with a loss, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
At good point, only one team in Class 3A will end their season on a win.
That's right.
Sheraton ends their season at 25-11. Congratulations to Pella, the Little Dutch. Coming in with an 18-16 record, they now advance with a 19-16 record into the sub-state championship this Wednesday, where they will face Dallas Center Grimes. Congratulations to both teams, and we're going to send it back to the booth. Thanks to our booth man there to help us out tonight. Thanks to Ben tonight for helping us out. And I guess we'll see you next year, baseball 2013 season, as we look to Albia, the Blue Demons, and the Sheraton Chargers next year, Lady D's and the Lady Chargerettes next year, and hope them to have good seasons. It's Tim Millage and Ben Spoo. We're going to send it back to the booth. Thanks for listening tonight. Our final from Knoxville, it's Pella 8,
Sherrington 7, you're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country KIIC.